Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Register of Voters, and today's Tuesday, September 14th, 2010. We're 49 days away from the November 2010 general election. That's a mouthful.
That sure is.
And with me right now is Jessica Castaneda, and Jessica is our alternative voting specialist, and she has a number of hats that she wears, but today we're going to talk about your role with military and overseas ballots.
Yes, so, that's correct.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
So before we get into that, I do want to talk about some of the things that we're doing that are new, in particular to help our military and overseas voters. And we're pretty proud of this. We've been working on this for quite a while now, and that is a military and overseas portal that will allow voters to do a number of things. And I just want to cover a couple of them. The first is they'll be able to submit an email address that's secure so that if they don't want people that buy our voter list having their email address, it won't be on there, so they can feel secure about sending, we can send their ballot to them via email. The other is they'll be able, and this is very cool, I think, they'll be able to download their ballot, print it out on their printer, and then also download an envelope template that they can tape on the front of a regular envelope and send their ballot off to us. So they don't have to wait for that paper ballot to show up in the mail anymore. They'll be able to do that as soon as we release that ballot, which is generally right around this period. So, and that's what I want to talk to you about, Jessica, with respect to these ballots going out. And by the way, there's a number of other things that we're going to include as part of the portal, and you can find all the details starting September 24th at ocvote.com/overseas. So, but anyway, right now, what you're rapidly doing is preparing those ballots, getting ready to mail them out, like we normally do, to our overseas folks and military. How many total?
About 3,000.
3,000, and out of that, we have how many military?
About, I would say, probably about 1,500.
Yeah, and so, and that includes domestic, and then, of course,
yes,
overseas.
It includes domestic and overseas voters.
Right, and, you know, we have a lot of folks here from Orange County serving in the military, and, you know, many of them in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's important to make sure that these men and women get their ballots in time so that they can send them back to us. Let's talk about the ways they can send back the ballot.
They can send the ballots back to us either fax or mail, mm-hmm. so that enables them to send it back to us a lot quicker, especially with the faxing of the ballots back.
Right. And now with the MOVE Act, which is an amendment to UOCAVA, for those of mm-hmm. you listening that don't know what that is, that's essentially the federal law that governs overseas and military ballots. Now those have to be sent back global mail by Department of Defense for our military folks, and that's going to go through the Secretary of State and then come down to the county. So it's even more important now for them to be able to get those on time. Mm-hmm. Right? And we plan on sending those out here in the next few days to be able to get out to our voters. And again, we want to remind everybody that's listening, even if they don't get that, let's say they're living somewhere overseas and they don't get that ballot in the mail, they'll be able to go online. You can direct them if they call, mm-hmm. and they can just download that ballot and vote on the contest they're eligible to vote on, mm-hmm. right?
That's correct.
What do you think the number one issue is? Let's talk about the military folks for just a second. The number one issue for men and women that are serving, you know, I think as we've talked about this over the years and talked to voters, it's certainly getting the ballot back to us.
Right.
And you talked about fax. Let's talk about that for a second. How many do you think we get back per election?
Via fax? For the June election, I remember this because it was a pretty even number. You got about 100 back via fax. For the November 2008 election, we got back hundreds via fax for, you know, just the enormity of that election.
Yeah, and it's a good thing for them to be able to have that service. However, as my son, who reminds me, who's in the Navy now, he's, you know, Dad, there are not a lot of fax machines out on the battlefield, and of course we talk to the Federal Voting Assistance Program that talks about that. So there's other ways, and that is to put it through the mail system, the postal system.
Right. They can also mail their ballots back to us, but we send them out in such a timely manner these days, mm-hmm. because of the, you know, all the legislation, that they have more time to vote and return their ballots back to us through the mail. So we do get quite a few back through the mail.
Right, exactly. So, and one last thing, let's talk about our permanent overseas voters. Mm-hmm. They're treated a little bit differently.
Yes, they are. They are only allowed to vote federal contests, which are president, U.S. Congress, United States Senate, and vice president. So for this election, they'll have Congress and United States representative, I mean, United States senator mm-hmm. on their ballot.
Right. And Jessica, you do a great job with all of this work that you do for our overseas folks. And I know they all appreciate your hard work. So keep it up.
Thank you.
And if you need assistance and you are an overseas voter, you happen to find this podcast on our website, you can call 714-567-7560 mm-hmm. for assistance. And you'll help them with the new military and overseas portal.
Yes, of course.
Right? And remember, that goes live on the 24th of September. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for future podcasts. Thanks again.